Fishing Frank here, and we're going to start off this week's area fishing report with Captain Andrew, and we got Robert in the chair across from me, and we're going to be getting all the spots around the harbor. But this is Captain Andrew. Hey Andrew, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Frank?
Tell everybody about your charters.
My charter is Big Bully Outdoors. Recently here, we've mostly been doing tarpon, sharks, goliath grouper, all that fun large stuff, when the weather's been letting us anyway.
Boy, the weather's been a booger to get through, hasn't it?
Yeah. Today I'm moving furniture instead of fishing because it's raining again.
Yeah, I was looking at the radar and it's just dotted storms all the way across. Now, you've been doing mostly big fish. What's the big fish story right now?
Well, our goliath grouper are spawning right now, so all of the nearshore public wrecks are pretty much full of them, which anybody who's been out there snapper fishing, I'm sure it's already been painfully obvious to them. But, yeah, it's been pretty crazy. Pretty much anything you've been sending down, they'll eat to a fault, even, you know, your pinfish or your shrimp for your snapper or grouper.
So, now, with the pinfish and the shrimp and all that kind of stuff, are you talking about Mary's power poles? What are we looking for some of these big fish? What places?
Right now, anywhere that has any kind of, even hard bottom spots are full of them. Any of the near shores, Mary's, Novak, I mean, they're in close. We haven't been running out far at all just because of, like you said, the weather and the lovely water spouts we've been having. Down to Helens.
Okay.
Pretty much anywhere that's got any kind of different bottoms been holding them.
Are you using any kind of special rigs?
Just, you know, a super heavy leader. We run 600 pound leader to pound of lead, 20-ounce circle hook. And I've been using a lot of mullet just because they've been easy to come by, just a net in the morning. But they've been eating live, dead, chunk, pretty much anything. It's even been hard to shark fish because they've been coming up and eating the cut bait off of the balloons.
Wow. Now, so right now, if you can get out on the water, you've got a pretty good chance of, what's the average size you're catching right now?
At the near shores, they're all spawners, so, you know, I mean, realistically, probably the smallest fish you're going to get is 100 pounds. Even at Danger Reef there off of Cape Hayes, that's been full of them.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, you don't even have to go out in the Gulf if you don't have a bigger boat or anything. You can go right there, right inside the harbor where you're kind of safe, you know, from the wind, and you can see the weather coming.
Well, that's pretty good news for people, because if they hire you, they got a 90%+ chance of getting a over 100-pound fish.
Yeah, we've been, like I said, they've been chewing the bottom off the boat. The only problem I've been having is keeping the rods in one piece, just because there's been so many fish and they've been so big.
Now, are you using a 600-pound mono leader or a steel leader?
600-pound mono, just straight through the whole reel. I'm not even messing around with leader this year. I just spool a 50 wide up with the straight 600-pound.
Oh, there you go. That's always good to know when you're using mono leader, because so many guys think they have to use a steel leader for those things.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, they've been getting picked on so hard that they're getting pretty bite shy, so I don't know if they'd eat a cable leader at this point or wire.
Yeah. I didn't realize, I know it's been a bigger and bigger thing here lately. So, we've had reports of smaller goliaths up by the 41 Bridge, and all the way from the Peace River all the way down the harbor. So, it's kind of encouraging to hear. I know people get frustrated with the goliath, but what we found out is they don't reduce the population of fish on the reefs. They actually increase the reef populations. The only thing they do decrease is like lobster, crabs, stuff like that. I mean, and they eat lionfish. So actually, the more we learn about them and the less urban legend and more actual knowledge, they're not as detrimental as what we thought they were.
Yeah. And I know it's a super controversial thing right now because everybody's wanting to open a season. And I'm not saying they don't
eat
snapper stuff.
I'm all for opening
the
season, but I don't think anything should be kept under 5 foot.
No, and I think that, I mean, 90% of what we bring up is puking up, you know, squid. Like you said, squid, crabs, horseshoe crabs. I don't this year I haven't had a single one throw up a fish, to be honest with you, unless I fed it to them.
Yeah, well, they're opportunistic feeders. I mean, it's just like everyone complains about the sharks in Boca Grande Pass. They don't always feed on just healthy tarpon. You know, they take out the weak and the easy prey items. So, yeah, snapper get eaten, your grouper get eaten while you're reeling them up. But that's not their intended food item. They're just taking advantage of a very easy moment.
And yeah,
everyone thinks it's the opposite.
If you dangle a steak in front of me long enough, I'm probably going to grab hold of it too.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. That's what it boils down to. And it's just, it's kind of frustrating that people think that it's... And the other part is that people have that self-entitlement that they're eating their snapper or their grouper, you know, and those animals are just doing what it takes to survive.
Exactly. Yeah, they're just doing their job.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. What's the biggest one you've landed so far?
Probably close to 7 foot, maybe a little over.
That's a pretty good one.
That's a really good one.
600
plus.
Yeah, my back is not liking me here lately. I've been grunting and groaning trying to get out of bed in the morning. I think we pulled 7 out yesterday, and I'm glad. I hate to say it, but I'm glad it was raining this morning, because I don't know how I've gotten out of bed throwing the cast net again this morning.
Yeah, I remember, you know, when I first started throwing cast nets, and I learned that I started throwing 16s, 14s, went from 16 and then down to 14s, and then they changed it where you can only throw a 12. Well, I was ready to change to a 12.
Yep.
And then one day, I was throwing that 12, and I ended up in the bottom of the boat holding my back going, oh my gosh. And now I throw 10s. I can still throw a 10, so I'm happy. I can still do the 10s. All right.
Whatever gets the job done.
Yeah. No, and it's funny because I keep telling people, like, come in, oh, I want to learn to throw a cast net. My buddy said this one or that one, and it's always the high-end heavy nets. I'm like, no, that's the worst way to start, because you'll hurt yourself. We've got the inexpensive, lightweight nets. They still work. They're good, but it gets you handling a net. Makes your muscles move, and you don't end up in the bottom of the boat in throes of pain. Well, anyway, enough about what we do here. Have you been doing anything with the tarpon or seeing anything tarpon? I got my tarpon map up. I wanted to put a couple dots on it.
I haven't been doing a ton, but I've been seeing scattered fish all over from, you know, from Bull Bay to Gasparilla Sound, and then, you know, obviously in the hole in the harbor, some of the holes.
If you were going to pick, what's your best bet right now? Where would you say the best place, most likely place to find tarpon?
I'd probably focus on the bait schools in the harbor. So east side of the harbor would be where I would go to if I was going today. That's why I started cruising that east wall.
The holes in the middle of the harbor or over right up by the sandbar?
Just off the bar. I'd start cruising there looking for the feeding schools, you know, the schools of threadies that the ladyfish are eating. That's where I'd start focusing. Same goes with the sharks.
Gotcha. Now, out in the middle of the harbor, you're giving that kind of a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, well, I guess it'd be a 25% shot. You're either going to feed it to a shark, a catfish, a tarpon, or a God knows what. Yeah. Which is kind of what makes it fun fishing that deep water.
So, how are you hearing any sharks or anything up into the harbor?
Yeah, I've been under those bait schools. I heard there's been some good flat tips and some, you know, 6-7 fun size full 6-7 foot. And I know I've been seeing some lemons cruise around out by Cape Hayes here and there while I've been cruising in the morning looking for mullet.
Oh, that's encouraging, because mostly the only shark activity I've heard about literally has been, you know, from the mouth of Turtle Bay, you know, out a quarter mile, but in front of Bull and Turtle Bay has been the only place that I've really heard about anybody with any kind of consistency.
Yeah, well, it's getting to be that time of year where the water's getting nasty hot, so it's time for those lemons to start coming in. So I'm hoping there'll be the one fish that'll be on time this year showing up.
Well, to be quite honest, they were supposed to be here at the beginning of June.
Well, I kind of chalked that up to the storms. I'm trying to be an optimist this year, Frank.
Yeah. But we've been hearing about lemons, haven't you, Ryan?
Yeah. Lemons and nurse sharks have been for the last several weeks. I've been hearing a lot of them, especially around that Cape Hayes area up to Patricio.
Well, any other good advice or anything you can think of there, Captain Andrew?
If the weather's questionable and you have the itch, you know, the canals right now are always a good option. We have all those big mangrove snapper coming in because they're eating that, they like that small bait, so, and obviously the black drum, which are always in the canals, you know, whether it be PGI or the canals in Boca, they've been pretty productive if it's, you know, if you can tolerate the hot box that they create.
It's amazing. That's a very accurate statement, because once you get between the houses, and then you actually, the boat is actually lower than ground level, so very little breeze gets through there. Trying to find a spot where it's actually not like being in a hot box is difficult this time of year.
Yeah, it's a pretty good statement.
Yeah, it can definitely be brutal.
Well, people don't realize there's the wind that's above the house and tree line level, and then you have a wind that's from the top of the trees to ground level, and then there's another even calmer section because the canals are actually below ground level. So, yeah, definitely different.
So if you want to get into your snapper, do it at sunup. I know Robert knows. I saw you were jacking those black drums, Robert.
I was watching.
Yeah, well,
I was catching them.
The girls were.
Oh, okay.
We just sat back and watched.
Yeah, who were you with?
Peg Leg and Christina.
Oh, okay. So it was, I can't remember Peg Leg's...
Steve.
No. The female one is with him.
Heather.
Heather, okay. And it's my daughter's name. I should know it. But, man, am I getting old. I think either the radiation finally kicked in completely, or my diabetes is completely out of control. One or the other. But, Heather and Christine were catching black drum.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. You know, he went out and he says, we didn't catch anything. And now we're finding out the truth. Robert didn't catch anything.
That's all right. He was being a smart one. You let everybody else do the work when it's hot. You just supervise. That's what I do.
Yeah, supervising. That's what we'll call Robert on the water.
Yeah.
Supervisor Robert.
Yeah, I supervise the weather and watch it come in and beat me up on the one day that I want to go fishing.
Well, that's how it usually works. You know that.
I know. I very rarely take a day off to actually go fishing, and I do it, and the weather always turns nasty.
Right.
It's normal.
We'll bring this down.
That's good stuff.
On the radio fishing thing here.
Well, appreciate all your help and your answers with all that stuff.
Okay.
Hey, no problem.
What's your phone number, Andrew, so people can get a hold of you? I'm going to put it on the website here.
941-661-0304.
Yeah, I've got a couple of different numbers, so I didn't know which one was the right one. I kind of call and go, okay, and I know I'm either going to get you or your wife, one or the other. Somebody's going to answer. But now I know the correct one to call. So, anyway, anything else we should go over here? We're going to make this one, Big Bully Reports. So, Big Bully Charters, so, right?
Yep. About all I can think of.
Okay, because I'm going to...
I don't have any positive bait reports, unfortunately.
Well, but you say there are schools of bait in the harbor. Now, what I've been hearing is mostly small stuff over on the east side and around some of the bars. I haven't been hearing about anything that you can even catch with a 3/8 inch mesh.
Yeah, I haven't. It's been killing me. I'm moving Christmas tree and my quarter inch pretty much everywhere I go. All the way up to Englewood.
Really? That hurts.
Yeah.
You get a few Christmas, a few... fish stuck in a 3/8, but when they stick in a quarter, that's a whole different level of frustration.
Yeah, you preferably your bait is larger than your tiny little 2/0 inshore hook. That would be the desired effect.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll let you go. I appreciate the reports. We're we're going to head in, and Robert and I will come back with another show here in just a minute. and that'll be the area fishing report. We're going to put your logos on this and links to your website for it. So thanks again, Andrew. Right, cool. Appreciate it.
Guys, have a good day.
All right, thanks, Frank. I'm actually heading your way, so I'll see you shortly.
All right. Well, we'll probably be doing the report. Feel free to, you know, sit down in the chair and join us.
All right, sounds good.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, that was with Captain Andrew. We'll even do a little official outgoing music. Big Bully Charters. And we're going to come back in just a minute and actually do the area fishing report for you, start to finish. But we wanted to try and get you as much up-to-date information. And believe it or not, I made 6 calls so far. He's the first one that's actually been on the water here recently.
Right.
Everybody's on vacation. They're at home.
I think they're hibernating. I mean, I've gotten 3 voicemails.
Yeah.
You know? It's like,
and we had one captain blew his motor up, so he hadn't been on the water in a week and a half. This is the dog days of July, dear boy. So, anyway, we'll be back in just a bit with your area fishing report. Thanks for listening to this. See you in the next one.